China is struggling to contain another outbreak of SARS. So far, the new outbreak has involved only 4 people. It's already the most serious reappearance of the disease since last summer. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, the latest outbreak apparently originated in Beijing.
Officials at the World Health Organization believe this new outbreak was touched off by 2 different breaches of security in China's national CDC lab. WHO spokesman Dick Thompson says the first involved a 26-year-old medical student working in a lab where researchers were studying the SARS virus.
She became sick on March 22nd. The second lab worker became sick on April 17th. So since the incubation period is 10 days, it's unlikely that they infected each other.
These cases represent the third lab accident involving SARS. Last September, an accident in Singapore caused SARS in a lab worker. In December, it happened again in Taiwan. Scientists are still uncertain where the SARS virus hides naturally.
But one place where we know where this virus is absolutely is in these labs. And as we've seen 3 times now, there can be a problem in labs.
Labs are not the only places where SARS has reappeared since the major epidemic of early last year. Several cases of unknown origin popped up earlier this year in the Chinese province of Guangdong, where the disease is thought to have originated in 2002. But whether in the lab or in the community, SARS has not gone beyond these single cases since last fall until now. The medical student who got sick in March apparently infected a Beijing nurse who cared for her. The student's mother, who had come up from their home province to be with her, also got sick. She died of apparent SARS on Monday. The WHO's Dick Thompson says these cases put this outbreak in a different category.
This is a very serious outbreak. It's much more serious than any of the last 5 cases that we've seen. We now have transmission from one human to another, which we haven't had in Guangdong or the other lab accidents. And we have a death, which we haven't had.
Not only that, but the medical student went by train back to Anhui province while she was still sick with what turned out to be SARS. Her mother accompanied her. That may have exposed many others on the train to the virus. The WHO says 305 people who had contact with one of these 4 cases are under medical observation. So far, 6 have developed fever, 3 who are close family members of cases, and 2 who were patients of the infected nurse. Infectious disease experts say they don't know why SARS hasn't reappeared with a vengeance, as many feared it would. Between late 2002 and last summer, the disease sickened more than 8,400 people and killed 916. But Dr. James Hughes of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says what's going on now in China is a reminder that SARS is still dangerous.
This is a virus that can spread from person to person relatively easily, and that it emphasizes the need for hand washing, for respiratory hygiene, and appropriate isolation of people with unexplained pneumonia in healthcare settings.
Chinese authorities are watching closely for more cases, and they've sealed off the Beijing lab while investigators can figure out how SARS got loose again. Richard Knox, NPR News.